ask for God's blessing upon the meeting. I'd like to read two verses that we just ended the hymn with. That's found in Revelation 22, verse 17. And the Spirit and the bride say, "Come," and let him that heareth say, "Come," and let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Drop on down to verse 20. He which testifieth these things saith, "Surely I come quickly." Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Our blessed and Father, our God, we're thankful for this thought, this hope for our Lord Jesus coming back for us. And we're thankful, too, to have the Holy Spirit here to comfort us, to guide us, to direct us. And we do say, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." But while we wait for thee, Lord Jesus, we have this meeting here before us where there would be words of encouragement, words of exhortation, words of uplifting in this very late hour that we're in. We're thankful that we have the freedom to be here this afternoon. May thy Spirit guide and direct and lead during this hour. Lord Jesus, in thy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Let's begin this afternoon in Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, "Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters." And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. Verse 10, and God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas, and God saw that it was good. Verse 13, and the evening and the morning were the third day. And God said, "Let there be lights in the firmament of heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. Let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth," and it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night, and he made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth and to rule over the day and over the night and divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. 21, and God created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind, and God saw that it was good. 23, and the evening and the morning were the fifth day. And God made the beast of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind, and God saw that it was good.